the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston is with us, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. I'm not going to ask you, Charlie, about that because I want you to tell me about your plan to get cheaper car insurance in 2026.
Yeah, Matt, look, some good news here. You know, the crazy runaway increases in motor insurance seem to have calmed down quite a bit. A lot of it was to do with damage claims are very expensive to fix, particularly for electric cars. And what's worked really positively for the market is the government turned down the judge's request to increase the personal injury award guidelines by 17%. Now, that was about this time last year. A lot of insurance companies had put money aside expecting that to happen. So that they were reflecting that in higher premiums. That's gone as well. What's also helping is this clampdown on uninsured drivers. Gardaí now have these number plate recognition systems. They can tell straight away whether a car is insured or not at the right side of the road. That has forced about 86,000 drivers to go out there and insure themselves who weren't insured. That's all very positive. So the good news is the crazy, crazy increases we're seeing have calmed down a fair bit. So if you're renewing, don't accept a higher higher premium or quote or renewal quote from since last year. Central Bank says the average at the moment is about €600 for a premium. You know, if you're paying more than that, I'd be questioning it. And if your insurer is offering you or is telling you to pay more, certainly challenge that. And even if they do come back to you and go, oh, we got it down, it's less than last year, that still mightn't be the best one, best quote in the market. So don't be tricked into thinking just because it's down on last year that you can't actually do better by going out and doing a bit of research or going to a good broker. So some good news, Matt, for a change. I know I always have bad news. So, and there are other things you can do.
Yeah, let's go through these steps, which are very interesting, such as maybe there's a bit of a gamble in this, but if you increase your excess, yeah, does that mean that you'll pay a lower premium?
Yeah, they like a bit of an excess on a policy and a premium. And it reduces the risk for the insurer.
So now, you might pay the first, say, 500 quid of damages.
It could be 300, could be 500. Don't go a lot over that now. You know, don't accept €1,000 excess because what use is having insurance then? I mean, you're going to have to shell out the first €1,000. But yeah, it gets a bit of comfort to the insurers and it helps to keep the premium down. If you can, you know, take on a bit of an excess. They, you know, unfortunately, those excesses that they, to make the insurance competitive, tend to go up a lot in the last few years. But it's a trick that can work. Also look out, Matt, if you've got penalty points, a lot of us have.
And if you have penalty points, you're paying more for insurance.
You're definitely paying more. Yeah, you're definitely paying more. So look at the expiry dates on them. They don't last forever. So, you know, you might be near the end of it or, you know, you might, you know, in the middle of the 1 year contract.
So say maybe, for example, if they were to expire next April, you would actually put into the form, oh, yes, I have penalty points, but they will be gone from April.
Yeah.
So calculate on a pro rata basis what my insurance should be.
Yeah, all these factors will come into it because it's risk-based, you know, it's a risk-based product. They're looking at you in terms of what risk you are. So if your penalty points, you know, you've served that out, you know, that may be an advantage to you. You know, highlight any driving experience you have. If you're, you know, if you've been a named driver in the past and you're going for full cover, let the insurer know.
Why? What's the benefit of that?
Well, you know, you have experience. In other words, you have driver experience.
So again, so it's not like you're a first time person.
Yeah, you're not fresh.
You can show you were driving your parents' car or whatever it was.
Yes, you have some experience that has a big bearing on in terms of, you know, again, your risk profile.
Similarly, if you decide to cut a son or daughter off the insurance, you could save quite a bit probably, couldn't you?
Yeah, you might have, you know, a son or daughter on the policy. They may have subsequently passed their test, they've gone off and got their own insurance, but you still have them down as a name driver on your policy. If you can take them off at all, you're going to save a packet on that one. You know, and also look at your job title is important as well. I mean, they're very, you know, depend, if they think you're doing anything risky, if you're on the roads a lot because you've been kind of, you haven't been specifying clearly what your job is, that'll affect the premium as well. So be very clear about your job. I obviously have to be honest as well. Also, you know, most people take out comprehensive cover. You know, do you need to
if you have an old car, for example?
I think it depends on what sort of car you have. You know, if you're driving something pretty expensive and new, you have to have
third-party fire and theft. And the third party is probably the most important part of that, isn't it? So that your insurer covers something if there's an accident with another person.
To somebody else, yeah.
But the comprehensive adds an awful lot to the bill, doesn't it? And if you've got a car that's worth only a few thousand or whatever, if it's an old car, why did you need comprehensive insurance?
Well, it depends on the insurer. I mean, this is why you need a couple of quotes, because sometimes there won't be much in it. You know, it might be €50, and for the bit of comfort it gives you having comprehensive, you might decide, okay, I'll go the comprehensive cover. Just look at it, you know. The no claims bonus is a huge thing, particularly with this insurer that's advertising a hell of a lot at the moment, OutSurance. No claims bonus can reduce your premiums by 50-75%. You know, can you have two cars in the house, some houses have three cars, put them all on through the same insurer, they might give you a multi-car discount that could be 10%. You know, it's another 10%. If you bundle the home insurance with the car insurance as well, another discount possibly there, and pay annually, because I tell you, insurers charge so much for the interest they charge you so much for allowing you to pay monthly, that they're classed as high-cost lenders.
Okay, if you're switching motor insurer, will they check out your previous claims record with your old insurer? Do you have to provide the details?
You need to provide them with a lot of details, the no-claims bonus, etc. No, look, they may have it, you know, but you need to provide a copy of your driving licence, your existing no-claims bonus, and they may ask for other documents as well. I mean, they want the details on your driver's licence. That's only come in the last while. Your NCT details, may need the vehicle licensing certificate. There is a little bit of paperwork that you have to provide. It's definitely worth doing, Matt. Look, it's quite competitive at the moment. There's lots of insurers out there. Don't just accept that the renewal. I mean, do a little bit of work on it. It's not going to take a whole lot of time.
Do the insurers sort of expect you to be inert about this? Because if a listener here says, got an insurance quote for my wife and I, fully comprehensive, €880 with the company we've been with for the last 7 years. Then went through Revolut and got it from AIG for €420 fully comp.
Look it. Forget the loyalty thing. Just forget it. Forget it. It's a nonsense. There's no loyalty. There's a penalty on loyalty. I mean, the central bank was brought out rules to try and stop this nonsense where if you stay with the same insurer, they step up what they're charging you all the time, a kind of a premium on your loyalty. It's not supposed to happen. Look, it still happens. Just forget this thing of staying with the same company. You've got to move around. And remember as well, insurers have different risk profiles, different distribution channels. Some of them go through brokers. Some of them, you ring them directly. You might be a good risk to one insurer. Other insurers might not want to look at you. So you definitely have to check out the market. And insurance companies change the risk profile over time as well. They might have been into that kind of a driver a while ago. Now they're looking at a different kind of driver. So you don't want to be staying with the same company. You really don't.
Okay. Does using a broker reduce the bill?
It can be if you use a good broker. Sometimes they're tied agents and they're masking. They're claiming to be brokers. The language is poor. The regulation, as usual, is weak. The consumer protections are weak. You can have, you know, tied agents out there calling themselves brokers when they're not. Two good brokers are Cover in a Click and McCarthy Insurance, based down in Cork. They have huge presence around the country. They're two good brokers who'll get you, they'll go through at least a dozen insurers for you to see what the best quote they can get you is.
Here's a very interesting one. Not all jobs are listed by insurers. For example, my insurer lists social workers, but not social care workers. It's like splitting hairs, but some professions get loaded prices charged.
Yeah, this is why you need to go and ask a few insurers, because some of them will recognise a social care worker as opposed to a social worker. So and they'll be prepared to give you a decent quote on it. So you need to check it out, basically.
Listener wants to know, why is it cheaper to insure a couple rather than an individual? Well, presumably the price for the couple is higher than for an individual, but it's not like having two individuals because only one can drive the car at a particular time.
Yeah, and look, the statistics say women tend to be cheaper, better drivers, there are better risks. So, you know, if there's a man and a wife and they're insured on the same policy, that tends to bring it down a bit rather than individually insuring them.
Okay. Another listener says, my wife finds it hard to get quotes with me as a named driver because I'm a taxi driver, even though I have my own vehicle and policy. Or it could be cheaper to have open drive.
Yeah. Well, the problem with taxi drivers is there's not many companies out there covering them. You know,
But this is on her separate
policy. I know. It seems, for some reason, that seems to be reflected. I go to a good broker who'll be able to cut through some of the noise there and sort that out, because sometimes, you know, they're far more effective as an advocate for you. A good broker can just get to them and explain it.
Thank you very much, Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.